Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she would just stand in for us today. We're trying to get online here. So you all just bear with us for a moment. We had an emergency come up. You know how that can be sometimes. We're going to get past it here in a moment, and she's going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Praise God, hallelujah. I just ask y'all to bear with me just for another minute or two. Praise God. We're going to, as pastor, she would take over and see if we can. Y'all just bear with me for a moment here. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. It's in your hand.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm Pastor Bell, filling in for Pastor Beasley. And we thank God for each and every one of you who are joining us today. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 21, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you, Father God, for this day, Father God. We're thanking you for the listeners and those who participate in our pastor. We're thanking you, Father God, that we can come together and be in your word. Father God, we give you praise for all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us, Father God. So we want to trust in you, Father God, and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives. and open up our hearts to the word, Father God. Bless those that are sick and shut in, Father. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We know you make a way out of no way. As the song says, you can do anything but fail. So help us to put our trust in you, Father God. We love you. We thank you. Have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. And good afternoon again. We thank God. We just, our subject is comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And we just going to go over the scriptures that we shared on yesterday. And so we just ask that you're there along with us. Amen. Is evangelist sharing available today? Okay. Maybe she's not on just yet. Right. Do we have evangelist Renee with us today? Okay. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to go to Galatians, the third chapter, and verse 21 was one of our scriptures on from yesterday. So from the King James, 3:21 reads, "Is the law then against those?" I'm sorry. "Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law." Amen, amen. So we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So from the Message Bible, it reads, 3:21, "If such is the case, is the law then an anti-promise, a negotiation of God's will for us? Not at all. Its purpose was to make obvious to everyone that we are, in ourselves, out of right relationship with God, and therefore to show us the futility of devising some religious system for getting by our own efforts, what we can only get by waiting in faith for God to complete his promise." Amen. So when we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual, you have to have that spiritual mind. You have to allow the Holy Spirit in your life to guide you and direct you. And that's what he does. So yesterday, Pastor shared with us that Abraham operated in faith. And we should do the same. We should operate in faith. Because, you know, over in Hebrews 11, and 6, it tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So when we go back to Corinthians, let us go there. That's one of our foundational scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2, and I'm going to start with verse 10. It says, "But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit." Can I say that again? "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." It says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. In verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But ye that is spiritual, okay, do we have our ears on? But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And remember, Pastor shared with us that when we're talking about Christ, that's spiritual. So we have to be in Christ. You have to have the mind of Christ in order to be spiritual and walk this spiritual walk. And so from the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians, let me go back here. 1 Corinthians 2. I read verses 10 through 14. Well, 10 through 16. It says, the Spirit not content to float around on the surface. Okay, let me say that again. The Spirit not content to float around on the surface. What does that Spirit do? Dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses or opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the first, in the same first-hand, personal way. So see, we're passing this down so that we all can be spiritual. And you know, and I just want to stop right there because we also read John 5:21. So remember now, the Spirit, not content to float around on the surface. You know how that is, on the surface. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not within you, praise God. When we look at something on the surface, it's like putting a cup on the table. That's on the surface of the table. You don't put the cup in the table. Amen. You put it on top of the table. So the same with the Spirit. So it says the Spirit not content to flirt around on the surface. And what does it do? It dives into the depths of God. That means deep within, and brings out what God planned all along. So now let's look at John 5:21. And that reads, I'm reading from the King James, John 5:21. It says, for as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. And I'll read that again. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Praise God. So see, you got to make yourself available. You have to allow the Spirit of God to guide you, to direct you. Amen. And also we had Romans I'm going to share Romans 14 and 17, and then I'll go back to John from the King James. But Romans 14 and 17 says, "But the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." And may I read that again? "For the kingdom of God is not meat, not drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." So you got to be spiritual to receive that. You got to hear that with your spiritual ears. Amen. And allow God's Spirit to teach you, to guide you, to even be close to Him. Amen. So from the Message Bible, let me go to Romans 14 and 7. 14:17. And it reads, praise God, 14:17. "God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach." Did you hear that? Can I say that again? "God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach. For goodness sake, it's what God does with your life." It's what God does with your life as He sets it right. See? That's why you got to have the Spirit of God. Because you can't receive this unless you do. That's why we must be spiritual. All of us have to be spiritual. Praise God. Let me go back over that. It said God does with your life as He sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And then it tells us your task is to single-mindedly serve Christ. So we're to serve Christ. So when we think about that verse, that takes us back over to 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says that we're new creatures in Christ. You're new in Christ. Amen. So this is telling us what that kingdom is about. God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach. It's what God does with your life as He sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. Remember that scripture where it tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength? He is. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So now let me go to John 5:21. And I'll be reading that one from the Message Bible. John 5:21. And it says, "The Father handed all authority to judge over to the Son, so that the Son will be honored equally with the Father." Amen. May I say that again? The Father handed all authority to judge over to the Son, so that the Son will be honored equally with the Father. Right there, it lets us know we have to be one with the Father. It tells us that also in John 17. You know, Jesus wants us to be one with Him and the Father. So that hasn't changed. So how can we be one with the Father? Well, we have to have We have to have a spiritual mind. We have to ask the Lord, teach us how to be spiritual. Amen. It was a song Pastor used to play, Let Me Be Spiritual. That's so important. Because when you're spiritual, you can receive those spiritual gifts that the Lord has for us. We also shared Romans 8 and 11 yesterday. And let me go there. Romans 8 and verse 11. From the King James. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Let me read that again. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. And so remember what it tells us in that 14th verse. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise God. And how is that? Being spiritual. Praise God. Praise God. It's just so much in this 8th chapter of Romans also that teaches us that we are to be spiritual. Praise God. So from the Message Bible, Romans 8 and 11, praise God. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God raised Jesus from the dead, moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. Remember I shared that? You're new in Christ now. You have a new life. Goes on to say, with his spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ. Can I say that again? When God lives and breathes in you, you are delivered from that dead life. With his spirit living in you. So you got to have his spirit living in you. Your body will be as alive as Christ's. Praise God. Because you're new now. You're a new creature in Christ. But the scriptures say, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now you are an ambassador for Christ or a representative for Christ. Amen. So it's so important for us to realize that we're spiritual, that we are to be fed spiritually. And how do we do that? By meditating and studying the Word of God. Amen. Because you're new in Christ. Amen. And also in Romans 8 and 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So, talk about being spiritual. And this is how. Verse 4, I'm in the King James, forgive me, and I'm still in chapter 8 of Romans. It says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Can I go back to that again? It says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And I'll say that again. For to be carnally minded is death. That means worldly. That means fleshly thinking. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Let me say that again. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Let me read that again. Verse 8. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. Amen. But in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Let me read verse 9 again. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. See, we are spiritual. Praise God. And then it says, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Praise God. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, how plain is that? Amen. Verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Amen, amen. Remember we shared in Romans 14:17, what the righteousness of the kingdom of God is. Righteousness, peace, joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So that's what we have to be open to. Be open to the Word of God. You know, allow His Spirit to come alive in you. And allow Him to guide you and direct you. And He will. He will. Because like it says in verse 14 of Romans 8 chapter, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise God. And that's what we want to be, in this spiritual walk. Amen, amen. I think we have time for one more scripture. So 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 36. 15 and verse 36 says, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickeneth, except it die. My Lord. Let me back up to the 34th verse. It says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? And then verse 36, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. Amen, amen. Let me go to the Message Bible here. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 15, and this will be our last scripture. Yeah, okay. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34. So let us start there. So it says, think straight, awaken to the holiness of life. No more playing fast and loose with resurrection facts. Ignorance of God is a luxury you can't afford in times like this. You can't afford to ignore that. Ignorance of God is a luxury. What a blessing. Aren't you embarrassed that you let this kind of thing go on as long as you have? Some skeptics is sure to ask, show me how resurrection works. Give me a diagram. Draw me a picture. What does this resurrection body look like? If you look at this question closely, you realize how absurd it is. There are no diagrams for this kind of thing. We do have a parallel experience in gardening. You plant a dead seed. Soon, there is a flourishing plant. There is no visual likeness between seed and plant. Amen. You could never guess what a tomato would look like by looking at a tomato seed. What we plant in the soil and what grows out of it don't look anything alike. The dead body that we bury in the ground and the resurrection body that comes from it will be dramatically different. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we'd like to thank each and every one for joining us today for the Word at Noon. God bless you all. Have a blessed day, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. God bless.
Yeah.